Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning to each one of you. We welcome you today, and today in a special way we want to welcome the Sarah Club and the DCCW of our diocese, the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women's, that have set up a bursary for our seminarians and their education, and they assist the diocese in this very important part of our ministry of educating the seminarians for the church today and for the future. So thank you, and also to the Sarah Club that prays for and promotes vocations. We're very grateful for all that you do. I also want to welcome Father Lopez, who is our vocations director for the diocese, and also I don't have to welcome Father Han, the rector here, but anyway, I'm glad you're here today. And to Deacon Jesse and Deacon Fino, and to all those who are here. And our seminarians, of course, are also here, the majority of them. Some are new, just coming in. Some have been through the mill a little bit. Some will be spending a pastoral year with us this year, so we're very grateful for their continued growth in the Spirit of Christ. And to their families. I don't want to forget their families. The families are the crown jewels of vocations. So thanks to each one of you who are here today, who are families of the seminarians. My sisters and brothers, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You're seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In those days, the princes said to the king, Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in the city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He is not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin. King Zedekiah answered, He is in your power, for the king could do nothing with them. And so they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Prince Malkiah, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. Ebed-Melech, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, My lord king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, and there is no more food in the city. Then the king ordered Ebed-Melech, the Cushite, to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. The word of the Lord.
Come to my aid, Lord, come to my aid. Lord, come to my aid, Lord, come to my aid.
I waited for the Lord. And he stooped down to me. He heard my cry. Lord, come to my aid. Lord, come to my save. He drew me from the deadly pit, from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, made my footsteps firm. Lord, come to my aid. Lord, come to my aid. He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Many shall see and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Lord, come to my aid. Lord, come to my aid. Wretched and poor though I am, the Lord is mindful of me. You are my rescuer, my help. O my God, do not delay.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand, at the right of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
my sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire. And how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, and a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Of you who are listening by radio or streaming or television, especially to those who are homebound or in nursing homes, hospitals, are just to know that our hearts and prayers are with you today as we celebrate this Eucharist, and also to my sisters and brothers that are incarcerated at this time. We also want to include you in the beauty of this Eucharistic moment, which is our salvation and our redemption. So greetings to all of you present and who are watching or listening. Who am I? Why are we here? Who is Jesus? What is Christianity all about? How do I live the Christian life? What do I know about Jesus? These are questions which I'm sure this past week you probably didn't think about too often in those terms, but they certainly are things that kind of rumble in all of us as we encounter people, as we encounter different moments. Of course, our reference point, as the book of Hebrews says, is to keep our eyes on Jesus. To keep our eyes on Jesus. And so today, as we do that and we listen to the gospel, we really listen to the scope of his mission. We've heard this gospel many, many times, and it's probably a little bit perplexing and complex in some ways, but I think if we break it down a little bit, it's really not. It really gives the scope of his mission. I've come to bring fire. I have a baptism that I must endure, and there will be divisions. Now, they may not seem to be linked, but let's look at each of them just a little bit. Beginning with the baptism, I have a baptism to endure. We're familiar with baptism, maybe not our own as an experience, but certainly with children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, friends. We bring them to the baptismal font, and we pour water over them, the symbol of water, of cleansing, of incorporation into Christ. But the word that Jesus uses in the Greek means submerge, to go deep. It means that we are like a ship sunk into the depths of an ocean. It means like a student before a professor in an oral exam being overwhelmed by the complexity of the questions and the answers that she or he must come up with. That kind of a baptism, going deep. And so Jesus says, I have a baptism to endure, which we could say in other terms, I have a total commitment to give of my life. And for us, it means being a Catholic Christian, being Christian. It's not an association. It's not a club to pay dues with. It's not a meeting time. It's immersing ourselves 100% day in, day out, 24/7 into Jesus Christ. That's the baptism that Jesus lived. And it's the baptism, sisters and brothers, that he invites us into. That is why we are baptized. St. Paul says in the book of Romans, and we use it every time there's a funeral, when you are baptized into Christ Jesus, you are baptized into his death. Not just his physical death, but his death every day to this world, so that he could be who he is as God and man, and that he could bring us what the Father wanted, which is his mercy, his love. He also speaks first about the fire. I have a fire to bring, and how I wish it was already burning. We could certainly identify that fire as the fire of the Holy Spirit. And there is an experience he speaks of that I have to pass through in order to live this totally committed life. I have to pass through that fire, which of course is his own crucifixion, the cross. And he knew that. And of course, this whole scene in the Gospel of Luke is the apostles with Jesus heading toward Jerusalem, heading toward that fire. But it was not a fire of destruction that he's talking about. It's a fire of life. Because the Holy Spirit is always symbolized by that fire, as we see at Pentecost, the flames of fire over the heads of the apostles and the Blessed Mother. Life, commitment. But we also know that commitment requires that it pass through the suffering of the cross, which is the purifying element of life. We remember Peter when he was told by Jesus that he must descend the Mount of Transfiguration and go to Jerusalem to be crucified. We remember the response of Peter, oh, no, 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 not you, Lord. No, 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 no. You're too valuable to us. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. Baptism and fire. You know, Christianity is not, and I think this is one of the very great difficulties And one of the tremendous challenges to the Christian faith in general today is that people want to live a certain way of life and find elements of Christianity that they can kind of pull in that make them feel good where they are. And if that's any of our mentality, and we probably all have a part of it, if we're honest, then we need with this gospel today to re-examine ourselves. Because the fire of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of Jesus says, no, I will call you where I want you to go. Don't you try to call me into your experience and say you're okay here. The comfort zone, as we sometimes call it. Christianity is about conversion, calling to new, calling me out of myself, as our Holy Father is doing so beautifully with us in calling us back to live the gospel in its purity. And when we are not just comfortable as Christians, we realize we are sent out on mission. And that mission, that proclamation of Jesus, will cause divisions, or it can, because people have the possibility to reject, But it does not deter us from proclaiming the truth of Jesus, not theological doctrines and dogmas, but the truth of his gospel, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Some of you may follow on Calux or on our website the Word of Life for the month. It's a sentence of the gospel that I've been using for 40 years. This month it is, you have only one teacher, and the rest of you are brothers and sisters. Now, doesn't that sound sweet? Until you meet that other brother and sister, and you never know who they are. This is the mystery of the fire in us of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not the brothers and sisters at home, at work. It's whomever you meet. It's the Samaritan woman at the well. It's the woman that was brought to Jesus who was sinful. And so many others that he encountered that certainly didn't think like him. The past 2 weeks, I've been in Braga, Portugal, with about 70 bishops looking at the theology and spirituality of Pope Francis. The joy of the gospel certainly was one of them. And kind of where we headed, it was just kind of one of these getting together and looking at where the Holy Spirit is leading us. And all of that's wonderful, and we had some wonderful insights. But where does the rubber hit the road? In the airport of Porto, Portugal. I arrived about 3 hours early for the flight and had to wait for the counter, and I was in a section that was kind of all by myself, and here comes a young man, and let's just say what we had in common was that we were both human beings, and I would say children of God. Beyond that, we are quite different. I would just consider him pop culture, which I don't relate to too well, and I say that regrettably. Not that I want to be a part, but I just need to relate. So he comes up to me and he says, how you doing, lad? And I think I'm adjusting his Portuguese, and I went, excuse me? He says, how you doing, lad? Ah, are you from England? Yes. Where are you from, mate? So I said, well, I'm from Texas. And so we talked a little bit, and let's just say he was a happy person. I don't know by nature, but certainly by condition, he was quite happy. And we talked a little bit, and he'd get on the phone and call his mother in London, and there were some expletives that I would never use, and some things, so you could just see the the distance there. But you have only one teacher, and the rest of you are brothers and sisters. Do you get up and move to another section of the airport? Or do you sit with your brother here? So I decided to sit. I watched his bag as he went off to get something. I watched him change his socks and shoes and some other things. And then a friend of his came to join him. And I don't want you to think I'm making fun of these people. They were, you know, I really saw these, they're brothers and sisters, but they're different. Locks. I mean, long locks, braided. And I'm not sure the quality of cleanliness was better one with the other, but it was different. So I don't know how to say this, but we all know that every once in a while we need to clean our nose through a process, you know. Normally we use a handkerchief or a Kleenex. Well, his friend did not. On his clothing, and so my first thought was, I hope I don't have to shake his hand. And at the moment I didn't. I kind of reserved myself from that for sanitary purposes. But then we got up to get in line, and he came up right behind me, and he says, "Hi, mate, did you meet my friend Ollie?" No. So I turn around, and Ollie sticks out his hand to shake my hand. And I thought, we're all brothers and sisters. Jesus endured his passion. I can shake Ollie's hand. Of course, I did run to the bathroom right after I checked in to make sure to sanitize a little bit. And it was funny to me, but we have to reflect on these moments in our life, because it's when Jesus calls us through a simple, almost absurd situation out of who we are into who he wants us to be. I have come to bring a fire on earth. I have a baptism to live, and so do you. 100%. 100%. It was not a moment to preach to the two of them, but it was a time to witness. It was a time to dialogue, as our Holy Father says. That's what we are called to do, and that's why the book of Hebrews says we are surrounded by a host of witnesses to who Jesus is and what he wants of us. Today is the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And most of you know his story. A priest in Auschwitz who was starved to death, who put himself in place of a cellmate because three prisoners had escaped and they wanted to make an example, and took 10 and put them off to starve. But his cellmate yelled out, "Not me, I have family and children." And Kolbe said, "I'll go in his place as one of the 10. And there in his prison continued to witness to Christ, to speak of Jesus, to speak of the church, and lost his life. Baptism to the end, commitment, fire, Holy Spirit. And so we ask ourselves, as we enter into this third millennium, what will the church look like? What will the church look like? The Holy Father asked that today in speaking to the city of Rome from the Angelus. He said, is the church going to be cold? In other words, we have it all and remain there? Or is it going to be just tepid? And of course, he means each one of us too. Will it be able to open our lives to the Holy Spirit so that when the Alis come, when the deeper moments of commitment come, will we be able to step beyond the parameters of me? As I was flying that night, I thought, you know, the Holy Father says, go to the periphery. But sometimes, sisters and brothers, the periphery comes to us. They're in our zone. How does it make us feel? And how do we respond? I'll leave you with the final thought of the Holy Father today in his little talk on this gospel. And he said, take 5 minutes today and just ask yourself, as a Christian, as a Catholic, is your heart cold? Is your heart tepid? Or can you, from where you are now, reopen your heart to the Holy Spirit and the fire that Jesus wants to enkindle in your life and my life so that the gospel can be lived and brought to all peoples? Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear friends, as a people persevering in faith, let us bring our petitions to the Father.
For our Holy Father Francis, our Bishop Michael, all priests and lay people, that throughout this year of mercy we continue to grow stronger in the love and peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those members of the church throughout the world who are suffering persecution for the sake of their faith, may they be blessed with the grace and strength needed to persevere and remain steadfast. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who do not yet know Christ, that they may hear and rejoice in the good news, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are experiencing stress or discord within their families, may they turn to the Holy Spirit for guidance and the strength needed to persevere in the midst of difficult times. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the members of the Burst Club, that they may continue to receive God's blessing for the efforts they make in supporting our seminarians. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our seminarians, may God grant them the grace to discern fully their vocation and be open to his will, not their own. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died in Christ, in a special way, any members of the Burst Club, and Evangeline Hernandez, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesus Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Alicia Garza Gonzalez,
Raquel Peña, and Elsia Gessling. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving Father, hear and answer our prayers and grant us the grace needed to persevere in faith and love. Through Christ our Lord.
Please join in singing number 728, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessings of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord God, Lord Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through his paschal mystery he accomplished the marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works. For you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our bishops, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. body of Christ.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.